Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign today, and join me to talk about the fourth annual Project Graduation Trivia Contest. The guy who's behind this whole thing, Tim Haskin. How are you today, Tim?
Well, it's a kind of a cold, damp day, but we're doing well in our side of our heads. We're smiling and laughing.
And that's where we spend most of our time anyway, right?
Right, exactly.
Exactly. Well, inside our minds is all that useless trivia, and now we can put that useless trivia to good use.
Yes, some people, you know, like some people that are like, you know, the A-plus students and whatever aren't always the best in the trivia contest. Because our trivia contest is kind of like Jeopardy, but a lot easier, I think.
Right.
But it's not just geography and history and spelling and those kind of things. We have like movies, or we might have rock tunes, or we might have cartoons, books, theater, any kind of category. Some are just mixed up, and some are kind of really funny. So
kind of pop culture mixed in with everything else there.
Yep.
Yeah, a little bit of everything there. Almost like a Stump the Chump Wednesday morning would be.
Yeah, like I might
pretty
say,
similar.
Like who won the... Well, let's just say, who won the World Series last year?
Wow, who was that? You know, they do it so infrequently, sometimes you forget. Yes, exactly. So it is that kind of stuff.
But, you know, that's one that most people should know. But here's one a little harder. Like, okay, what does the word Cali pigeon mean?
Cali pigeon. You know what? I think I've heard this somewhere. Okay. And I think it's got something to do with your rear end and looking real nice in the hind side there.
Exactly. You know, this guy must do Stump the Chump or something, because I can never stump him. You're right. It means having a beautiful buttock.
See, there you go. But I couldn't tell you who won the World Series last year.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, right.
Well, right. You're right. That's the kind of things that that you do. And now, when is it taking place, Tim?
Saturday night on the 29th. And I know when we set this date, there weren't a couple of things, but there's other things going on in town. But, you know, on a Saturday, I don't think you're ever going to get one that there's nothing else going. So we're going with what we got. It's at 7 o'clock. It's at the Knights of Columbus Hall right there on Newman Street.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. You bring your money, and it's only $10 a person.
Oh, okay.
And the teams are six.
All right.
You can do it with 5, 4, or 3, or 2, or 1 if you want, but I would think 6 is the best.
You want those, We're
going to start at 7 o'clock, and it's a lot of fun. We'll have a couple of other games to go also. And you just bring the money to it, and if you could call myself at 362-4978, or Lisa Ernst, she's at 305-1482. Just tell us you're going to be there, and then we can count you. I already have 6 teams for sure.
Oh, great.
And 3 of those teams are the winners from year 1, 2, and 3. I've never
had
a double winner.
Wow.
Plus, there's another team. I'm on a couple trivia teams, and this one team beat us bad last time, and they're going to be there. So there's some good competition, which makes it a lot more fun anyway.
Yeah. Now, is there a maximum amount of teams you're looking for, or you squeeze them in
wherever
they can? No,
probably not, but, you know, if I could get 15, I'd be delighted.
Okay.
But if we get 10 or 12, it'll be, you know, you want to have a number of teams just to make it more fun. You know?
All right.
So we're going to have a good night.
It sounds like it. And, of course, all the proceeds from this go right into Project Graduation.
Right. You know, there's so much that we need to make Project Graduation work. And to me, this is something that you can donate, but you get something for it.
Right.
Because we have to, we go to our businesses and we ask them for so much. And, you know, like, I don't, how many times does a person go, hey, can you just give us one pizza for our team? Can you give us, oh, man, they get hit up every day and every day. But we do appreciate stuff. And there are some of our businesses out there that donate like 6 prizes for this night. Like Barnacle Bills, we've had a deal with them for a number of years, and like they give me $10 certificates, and we give them 5 back. So it's like they do half and we do half,
okay.
Which really helps out. Ken Cook at the bowling alley has donated some prizes before. And so if there's anybody out there that wants to donate $5 or $10 prizes that could be used for this, hey, just give me a call. We'll be out to get them.
Very good. Now, so there are prizes involved with this. Now, are the big prize for the top team?
Well,
that
you know, we try to get, you know, like the Village Chocolatier is another one. We usually have, they make a homemade candy bar from their place, and it might say first on it or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And then we usually have a second, and they make this little teeny one for third. and you know, they're just great people at the Village Chocolatier.
They are.
So they're
no
another one of our sponsors. And those are only 3 right now, so we're always looking.
All right. Now, you mentioned some other games as part of this, too. There are other things involved with this.
You know,
also?
during the night, I'm going to have a new one this year. I'm going to give them a sheet, and each team gets to play, and it'll cost like a buck a person, so another $6.
Okay.
And then on that sheet, there's going to be like 50 questions, and you only get 10 minutes, and you try to answer as many as you can.
Sure.
And the winner will either win a prize if I get one, or they'll split the pot. And we play heads or tails where, you know, flip a coin, and if you think it's heads, your hand goes on your head. If you think it's tails, it goes on your butt.
Of course.
And then if I do a tail and your hand's on your butt, you stay until there's only one winner.
Sometimes
they split the prize at the
end.
Yeah. And a couple other things we throw in there.
All right. Now, what about refreshments?
Well, refreshments are easy.
Yeah.
Some people like to have a little alcoholic beverage. Some don't. And whatever you want, you bring it.
Okay.
And bring a little ice, maybe your own cup if you want. Put a few beers or whatever in a cooler, and the snacks are awesome because I ask you to bring snacks that would feed like, you know, 5 or 10 people.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to be a lot. And on that table, there's like 3 tables full, and like a guy like me brings potato chips, and some other people that I love bring like meatballs.
Oh, there you
and
go. Yeah.
You know, peel and eat shrimp or
That's
something
right.
like that. So hey, whatever you want.
Okay.
You know, I like filet mignon, peel and eat shrimp. Those things go well with trivia.
There it does. Yeah. All right. Saturday, April 29th, yeah. Knights of Columbus Hall. Games get underway at 7 o'clock. Now, it's $10 per person. You pay right there.
Right at the door, right.
All right. But you do want to get people involved earlier. So reservations are kind of requested, but not necessary.
Yeah, just because I'd like to set up the tables in advance. And then the only other thing I do, that I go to the Quarter Club one, which is a tremendous trivia night.
Well,
I have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I have my team in there. And you don't have to, but they have a costume thing.
Right.
And then they give a prize for that. Well, I don't have that. I'm not asking a lot of money, so we're not having a lot of prizes. But we'd like to award at least first and second. If I get more than 12 teams, we might do third. And sometimes we give kind of a goofy thing for last place. But we don't encourage you to try to be last.
There you go. Exactly. All right. So make sure you get involved. Call now for reservations, either you or to Lisa, right?
Lisa Ernst, right.
That's right. 305-1482 or 362-4978 to reserve a table today. And help out Project Graduation. I know you guys always a very successful event there too.
Well, it's now after spring break and everything, so now it's like, oh my
man,
God.
Yeah.
It's June 3rd. It's almost here.
Yeah, man.
So we're in panic mode a little bit, but things are going smooth. We got good people out there working. I try to just help make sure that, you know, everybody knows what's going on or whatever, and then we want to have a great, great night for our senior class, their last event together that's a fun event. I mean, graduation, I consider that a kind of solemn, neat thing, and they get their diploma, and then that's bye-bye. But this one is, you can get together with you'll never, ever in your life have this group of people together in one place.
You're right about that. Tim Haskin, 4th Annual Project Graduation Trivia Contest. Hey, thanks again for joining us, my friend.
Thank you, and maybe I'll use some of your Stump the Chump questions.
Ooh.